Attention, attention, yes ma'am, yes sir. Joy's on the radio with Lester. Look around in the ghetto, and what do you see? A baby boy and baby girl making a baby. Look at the issues in the paper, then watch the news. Joy and Lester's got their views. Joy and Lester, no tease better. Joy and Lester, clever trendsetters. Joy and Lester's on the radio.
Bronx and Lester. Period.
I get crazy. I get crazy.
Because they a girl, they a make you all a vine. Couple of me dog, they a way up on the line. Any boy no rich like we, they a 39. But who no ready for party, put your cups up. With the girl, them a freaky and love fun. And with the job, them well up, get the fix up. Rich badness, them know a gunman style.
Yeah, yeah. FetLifeStation.com. Chopping it up with Joy and Lester. Sitting in for Joy is my man Troy. Hold tight.
Where them a say? How we have up the other set of guy? Where them a say? Yeah. She ain't a chip but clocks, but we put in a little boy. Where you a chat? Where them a say? Waterhouse, badness. Where them a say? How we have up the other set of guy? Where them a say? She ain't a chip but clocks, but we put in a little boy. Where you a chat? We back it no fracture. We up to the time just like a watcher. Cologne a tongue just like a boxer. Catch a girl in a we neck just like a lobster. Man have a key just like a mafia. We a big team, big team. When you see we put the bar on your feet. We not take the car right near me now. We are on the ground.
Troy, what's good, my brother?
Bless my man. What's good? It's a Thursday, another Thursday, another day to be blessed by the Lord himself. Good to be here. Good to be here with you. Good to chop it up a little something.
Yeah, man. We got a good one today, man. First and foremost, we got to say what's up to my co-host, Joy Boogie from the BX, baby.
What's good, Joy?
Yeah, chop it up for that super producer, Miss Jackson.
Jackson, we are for real.
Don't do it, Troy. Don't do it.
I'm behaving myself. I'm sitting here. I'm drinking a nice cold iced tea. I got the door closed. And if you hear anybody come in, it's because they want coffee. I'm not going to explain that. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to leave it as it is. You can't drink coffee for another hour because I'm not letting you in the coffee room. This is my lounge, and this is where I'm drinking my iced tea right now.
There it is, man. Hey, it was a pretty good day today, Troy. Weather was nice, you know?
Very nice weather, but I must say, some people, they scare me when they walk around with too much on. Like, for example, I went to the store this morning before I came to work, and the guy had on, a mask, a winter coat, boots and gloves, and I just knew I had to leave the store because he's about to rob it. There's no way in the world you walk around in 85 degrees looking like it's Christmas.
Yo,
so beware of people dressed like that in the city because you know you never know what's going on with people. And I just had to look at it. He just made me sweat by looking at him. It's just stay hydrated, my people.
Yo, did only you say boots? Store. You said boots too?
He had on boots, the boots with the fur, and he had on a winter hat. He had on a ski, like the mask, like, you know, the COVID mask. He had on a winter coat and his was funny. He went and bought like four beers and bought three packs of ice and said, "Nah, bro, you go first." I'm like, you need to go first. I need to get out of here because you look like something will happen. You bought three beers and a pack of ice. Now, how you buy three beers and a pack of ice? I guess he had to cool himself down because he had on too much clothes.
Oh, man. Yo.
Only in Harlem.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Joyce had to get out of that store. He's about to rob it.
Because, you know, he said, no, you go ahead. All I had was like a bag of chips. And he said, nah, bro, you go first. I said, nah, bro, you go first. Because you might need to leave before me. Something got to happen.
Wow, man. Yo, listen. before we start chopping it up too much, we must say that we are pleased to have Miss Kiwanis White. She's going to be on tonight. She's going to be talking about her publications and her loan services for women, you know. So
she's only loaning women, only loaning money to women.
Yeah, yo, Troy, we gonna get her, bro. We gonna get her.
Oh, you know, and I can point I can point some broke chicks to her too. You know, maybe no, I can get a discount on a loan too, because if I can direct you to like 4 broke chicks and make things happen.
Nah, bro, but they got to be in business.
Yeah, well, we give her the business. No doubt. She will get the business.
Not that kind of business.
Not that, bro. No, let's play this. Not that kind of family business. Show. Oh, yeah. Not that kind of business, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to play another song or two. You know, Joy Boogie from the Bronx is listening to us. Let's not forget that Joy and her daughter wrote a book. It's called Mommy, Why Did You Change? It's on Amazon. Everybody go and get that book.
Go pick that book up.
Yeah, it's a good book, man. And, you know, we always talking about our young people doing the damn thing. Joy and her daughter did the damn thing, man.
Beautiful thing, man. That's beautiful.
It's a really good book, man. And you know what? Her daughter's famous now, man. You know what I'm saying? She's famous now.
That's how you do it. You keep it in the family and you make it happen. That's what's up.
There you go. So get that book on Amazon. We'll be right back with Miss Kiwanis White, and we're going to hear her story and her, how can we put this? Is she biased towards women? You know,
we have to unravel and unpack a lot. Understand. I mean, I'm for everybody getting money. You know what I mean? But now that I find out that you're only giving money to women, yeah, and some of them are still asking me for $5, we need to get to the $5.
We're going to get on, Troy. Hold tight, people. We'll be right back.
The boy, where you cha-cha, where them a set? Water, spotness, where them a set? And we have a beatrice with a girl, where them a set? She ain't a chip, bad class, where we put we no listen, boy, where you cha-cha, where them a set? Bamu no ready for party, put your cups up. Where the girl, them are freaky and love up. And where they talk, them well up, get them big up. Rich, 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 bad this, them know a gunman style. Big Ben spark up and elastic from Kyle. Boss, he boss, head one go gunman file. Be a killer, we part with from the juvenile. And we are on the ground. What else, badness, where them a set? How we have up the artist set a guy, where them a set? She ain't it a chip, bad clocks, but we put in a little boy, where you cha-cha, where them a set? Quartos, badness, where them a set? How we have up the artist set a girl, where them a set? She ain't it a chip, bad clocks, but we put in a little boy, where you cha-cha, where them a set?
They say she get it from her mama. I'ma say you fuck her right. Body rude is unpolite. Don't be in a humble type. Tell me, is you down? Cause I'm tryna go up tonight. Hoes and hoochies left and right. I just wanna live in a fantasy. I think we deserve it right. Top of the memories I've ever made in my life. Permanent ecstasy. The ladies is pimps tonight. Inside a dream, I slay where the love is lying. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my bag, but you could. I look fly, I look too good. Put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my bag, but you could. I look fly. Good. I'm so deep in my bag like a grandma with a peppermint. They say, ooh, she smell good. That's just cause I'm heaven sent. Sex game goes stupid, stuffing like a toothpick. Man, I tell the truth, your opinion is irrelevant. But I know you think I'm fine. Might be too fine to hit it from behind. Reflection in the mirror, don't decline. I can't even lie, lie, lie.
Yes, we are back. We are back. FitLifeStation.com, your man Lester Kenyon right here with my man Troy sitting in for my homegirl Joy Boogie from the Bronx. And we have on the line Miss Kiwanis White. How you doing, Miss White?
Hey. I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear you good.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm doing great.
Great. We'd like to welcome you. And please take this time and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. First of all, I want to say hello to everyone. Thank you so much for bringing me on. I want to say a special hello and shout out to Miss Joy Boogie from the Bronx. Hopefully I'll get to meet her soon, but I just wanted to say hello and thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity.
Not a problem.
Beautiful thing.
So my name is Kiwanis White. I am the founder of Harlem Street Publishing. We are a new publishing company dedicated to creating fresh and diverse stories. We blend a lot of literature, poetry. I have a public relations background, and I've always been passionate about storytelling and realized the power of books from just a young girl.
So you were the girl in class that took home the 5 books and read those 5 books and actually came back and you actually read. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that reading, it's fundamental. But, you know, back in the day in school, you know, a lot of people read what they had to read. But then you always had the people in class that she reads. You could tell she reads. Like, you know, when the teacher would have everybody read in class, you were like the first one reading. You might read an extra paragraph because the person beside you had to read with their finger or something like that.
Somewhere in there, but let me say this. I grew up without cable television, so that probably helped me out a lot.
And me, I grew up without it also. Trust me, I grew up with the rabbit ears and the tin foil. We're from the same era.
So I attended the same school. I grew up in Florida. I've lived in Harlem for the past decade. A little longer, actually about 12 years I lived in Harlem. But I did attend the same public elementary school from kindergarten through fifth. By the time I got into fourth grade, when I was in fourth grade, there was an essay contest that I entered. The name of the school was Riley Elementary, and you had to write an essay on why you like Riley. That was it. I like Riley. And I think it was just one winner. And I was sitting in class, this is fourth grade, and Ms. Duvall, she came on the loudspeaker and she announced and called my name. And let me say this, my name is Kiwanis, but I went by my nickname, Wanda. I didn't use Kiwanis until like high school because that's when all the rules came in, you had to use your government name. But my nickname is Wanda, given to me by my grandmother. But I won the essay contest in the fourth grade. And the following year, I won the spelling bee, and I still remember the word. The word was nice.
Well, I remember those days because a buddy of mine, he was a winner of a spelling bee, and we went to those two. And I was like, it was really amazing to see that you could spell those type of words. And you could tell I was in the background and cheering them on because I couldn't even spell spelling bee at the time. But that's just me. That's a beautiful thing.
Joking about the book, but that's, I'm somewhere in there, but also the current events. So back in the fifth grade, somewhere around in the fourth or maybe fifth grade, we were made to bring in current events every week, every Friday. And you had to stand in front of class and give a summary of your article without looking at it.
Were you shy with doing that, or you good with just like, you know, just... Because sometimes, you know, as a kid, I remember those type of things. You had to get in front of the class, and you didn't really want to make eye contact with people. You kind of talk kind of low. And I'm just speaking of my own little silly experiences. But that's, you know, were you kind of shy with doing that, or were you just outgoing with doing it?
I was attracted to the newspaper, anything reading, maybe, you know. So I wasn't shy. but didn't realize that I should have been shy because it came easy. And now I can say maybe it came natural. Back then, I actually brought in extra news articles.
Wow.
I remember bringing in extra news articles. You only have to do one, but I know there were someone wouldn't bring one, so I just would always have like two or three articles.
Why couldn't you be in my classmate? I might have passed the class or two. I was looking for somebody like you back in the day in school because I came to school and always didn't have some homework and was trying to do homework and lunch because I had it the next period. See, we could have been good classmates. I might have passed two or three classes. Well, that's good, though.
So I was attracted to that from early on, so I was always passionate about that, so.
Okay, Ms. White, tell us, what prompted you to become a writer?
So after that, I began, in middle school, we were made to keep a journal. So journaling began in middle school. And for the entire year, actually, sixth grade, all through middle school, we were made to journal. One day, my week was the same. I didn't have, I wasn't doing a whole lot. I only have one sibling, one brother. We're 6 years apart. I'm older. Through the week, we're home. Church on Sundays.
Sunday dinner at grandma's house. After
that's
church.
It.
Yeah, I know.
So I didn't realize, I'm writing my journal until my teacher called me to her desk and she sat me down with my journal and she's flipping through all the dates. The journals are due on Friday, so there's like one story a week. But my journal is literally the same thing.
You should have been a classmate of mine. Oh my goodness. I might have been a better person today if I was sitting next to you in class back in the day. That's what's
up,
though.
But she said write about what you're doing, and that's what I did. But when she told me she said, you're doing something different. You're just not writing about it. I wasn't doing anything different. But listen, I think that's when my creative juices, I started exercising those creative juices. Because I just started making up things. I mean, it wasn't like far-fetched, but wow. I mean, she didn't like what I was writing. And I think that's where the writing first began. I started creating different characters. And I wrote my first play for the church when I was young, like maybe middle school. I think it was around middle school or high school. I wrote my first play for the church and I just started being creative, just making up things, not using what I'm used to. So I would say all of that started prompting me to sort of gravitate toward the writing. Once I had my children, my younger sons, two sons there, one is 17 and 20 now, but I'll tell you, when I was trying to get them to wash their hands every time they use the restroom, I just thought of a story in my head. Now, I didn't mean for this to become a book. This is just something I'm just trying to scare you. I remember one time bringing my son in the bathroom and just telling him, here's the code. But anyway, I explained to him, hey, adults listen for the break in the water. If we don't hear the break in the water, we know you're not washing your hands. You're just running the water. But, you know, from that, my first book, Do Your Hands Smell Like Soap, was born. I created that in 2013. So there I am with this book. This is way before COVID. So if you can imagine me on Lenox Avenue near the Schomburg Library, situated. Nope. I have a table out there, and there I was trying to give out soap, Dove soap, giving out sanitizer. This is in 2013. And how many people would pass me and would just like, no, on the soap, or that's okay, you know, or almost like it was just another bar, you know.
Yeah,
so,
that's how it is.
I was just doing it because I was trying to actually get them to stop. Let me share this book with you. You know, here's Dove soap. So one day I was talking to the librarian at Hamilton Grange Library up on Amsterdam.
Okay.
And I went in there and I was telling her what I was doing and the experience I had out here and there. But anyway, they ended up giving me a room for a week. So I had that for a little while. So for 1 hour at the library on a Saturday, I was able to share my book with a few kids. But even then, I still had candy and goldfish and whatever else I could grab from the store to, you know, keep them in there. But I'm just saying no one was really interested in that topic way back then. So,
wow.
But anyway, so that was kind of a tough one for me. So,
well, so how's that book doing now?
Well, it could go better, but I have to admit, I just got sort of discouraged and I just moved on to another book and I sort of put that down after a while. I mean, it was a little bit tough. We're trying to push around a topic like that and no one was interested. Now later I did pick it back up and, you know, of course during COVID we blended well. But I mean, I was trying to let people know I wrote this book in 2013. I was trying to share and encourage the kids and everyone else, you know, the importance of hand washing. So I moved on to Pretty Ugly Cake quickly.
Pretty Ugly Cake?
Yes, that's the title of my second book.
And that entails
the cake ugly and pretty. Is it good cake or is it just pretty and ugly?
Well, again, I went back to middle school. I wrote about what I used. This is a real life experience. And this happened in middle school. So in middle school, you have a class. You're familiar with home economics?
Yeah, I cut that class a few times. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think a lot of schools have that class anymore.
No, they don't. I don't think they do.
Mm-hmm. But in home economics, I had to take a cake, bake a cake, and take it to school. And my mom, who's a great cook, still is not a baker. So we were in the kitchen trying to bake this cake, and it just didn't come out right time after time. My mom told me, she said, you go on to school, I'll work on the cake, and I'll bring it to you. I'm sitting in class. I get called to the office, and the cake looks just worse than when I left home.
Wow.
How did it taste?
So, well, here's the thing. She told me not to let anybody taste it. She told me not. It was, like I said, it was a horrible experience. Now, to bring it to modern times, the teacher in the book does a great job at taking something the Amy Patrice, the character, she thought, you know, taking something she thought was unattractive and giving it a positive end. So in the book, you know, it's a better experience in the book than real life. But the cake it was the way the pictures look is how my cake really came out. It was slumped in the middle. And what my mom did was where there was slump and holes in the cake, she actually tried to go to the store and buy little pieces of candy to cover it up. All that did was made the cake more attractive. But I can't even let anyone eat it, remember? So that was just a horrible day. I mean, that was just an experience I never forgot. So I wrote about what I knew. That was an easy book to write. So,
well,
that's book two, Pretty Ugly Cake.
Nicole Nicholas says, I read that book.
Yes, she sure did. Yes, she did. That's my friend Nicole. Nicole's out of Brooklyn, but yes, she read the book. She did.
Okay, hold on now. Nicole out of Brooklyn, Nicole Nicholas, this is just for you. Tell all your friends, tune in each and every Thursday, FetLifeStation.com, because your friend, Miss White, will be on again and again and again.
Now, do you still also publish
Thank
books?
Thank you, Nicole, for tuning in. I'm sorry. What was that, Troy?
Do you still also publish books?
Do I self-publish other books?
Yeah.
Not yet, but that's down the line.
I'm asking because I actually write myself. I used to write short stories, and I've written a few short stories too, so I can relate to the writing part of things. Like, I used to make up things. I would write things in like 10-15 minutes, just have them come to me. And I wrote two or three, I won't say books, they were like short stories. I wrote a bunch of short stories, and at the time I was putting them on Facebook, and I saved them in my notes, but Facebook changed. And a lot of my stories got erased, so I never had them in any other place. But I used to like to just use the imagination and come up with stories. And I've done that for years and years. I just never took it any further than just for my own amusement. So, you know, you never need somebody to fill in or write something. If you see some of my writings one day, just give me an idea of what to think about it.
Hold on. Before Miss White answered that, the governing bodies of FetLifeStation.com and fans all around the world are saying, give Miss White a sample before you waste her time.
No doubt. I mean, hey, listen. I'm not saying I'm professional, but I think my stuff is pretty decent. It's pretty good. If there's a chance, I can get some of it to you so you can see what I'm talking about. I'm not only just silly, I'm also a writer.
Okay, silly writer. Take 15 seconds and give us something right now, right off the top of the dome. Come on.
Oh, this is not a rhyme, dude. This is just
no,
a story,
this is right, but give her a quick piece of the story.
I wrote a story, right? This is a premise of a story that I wrote. And it's called What Are the Chances? All right, now here's the thing, it's about a guy who's a messenger. He's an old dude. He's a messenger. So somebody stops him. And like a young lady stops him and just asks him, like in passing, somebody will ask, you know, what time it is. And he gives her the time. And the thing is, I kind of remember how it goes. All right. The thing was, he actually bumps into somebody that was actually his daughter, but he didn't know it was his daughter. And she actually asked him, could I use your phone? Because I, you know, some whatever. And then I can't really remember the whole story, but it's like, it's called What Are the Chances? It's like, what are the chances that you run into a stranger in the street and they're actually related to you? So the way I wrote the story was like, the messenger runs into a chick that uses the phone and finds out that, you know, this is, it's deep, but, you know, this is what I, kind of stuff I was writing.
Okay.
So, Miss White, what do you think?
Okay. I like the title. What Are the Chances? And you know what? When you were explaining it, I know you see it in the future, you're saying, as a book, but...
No, not as a book. I mean, just like a short story. I used to write like short stories. It wasn't really like books.
Yeah, no, I mean, but not a whole book. But I mean, like, you know, you read a book with short stories. Like, you know, there's a book of short stories in them. People love... That's a whole other audience of people that's what they like to read.
Yeah,
a whole book of short stories. Yes.
Wow, that's really good. Because honestly, Troy, I know how we like to chop it up and, you know, make fun of certain things. But when you was explaining that, it piqued my interest. Because I'm picturing a messenger, older guy on the street. Somebody asks him a question, and then boom! Oh my God, you're my father.
Yeah, and I actually have it written. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to send it. Because I have that. That's the one story, because I wrote about 5 short stories, and I had them all on Facebook at the time. And, you know, a lot of people don't read that much, so a lot of people passed over it. But this one particular story, I think I still have it. I don't remember exactly how it went. And the thing is, when it would come to me, it would take me no more than 10 or 15 minutes to write it. It was like, it's like I hear it coming from above, and I'm just writing it down. That's how good I was at doing that.
Okay. Now, by you saying that, I'm thinking of Good Times. You remember the show Good Times?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For my time.
Good Times, you know, with Michael and JJ.
Yeah. Yeah. Way before my time.
Yeah, okay. But there was a part where they had to go into Michael's school because he was having a problem in school. And, you know, all these black phrases kept coming up. And one that comes to mind right now, I'm just saying, Troy, you a regular big head, meaning you're a smart guy.
There it is. Mm-hmm. So for about 15 seconds in life, I was smart. And then, you know, I come in and out here and there. I'm smart for a few days, silly a few days, and don't know my name on the third day.
Okay. Well, Ms. White, we have a couple of more questions for you. And the next question is, you have a loan service going on. Am I correct when I say micro business loan service? Garmin, is that right? Garmin America?
So it's Garmin America. Garmin. I don't own it. I'm actually a recipient.
Oh, really?
The organization, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's called Garmin America. That's the name of the business, the organization. Actually, Garmin America is a nonprofit organization that offers micro loans to small business, small women owned businesses. Sorry.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Easy,
okay.
Troy. Troy, let her finish first, Troy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so they offer micro loans to small women owned businesses, whether you have a business or if you have a business idea. If you have a business idea, Garmin will help you to fund that business. If you already are an established business, then your loan can just help you to, help further your business along. For example, most recently, I used my Garmin loan to start a studio. I have an art studio. So I used the funds for that and supplies, rent, just all types of business needs. Now, I've been a part of Garmin America for about 5 years. A loan cycle lasts about 6 months. So the rules are you have to, so for example, there are different chapters. There's a Harlem chapter. So of course I belong to the group in Harlem. But since COVID, the rules have changed. Some say for the better. So we will meet in person, but now we meet virtually. So we meet Zoom. We meet via Zoom every week. So you meet once a week. For example, my meeting meets on Wednesdays at noon for 30 minutes. So you meet 30 minutes per week.
Okay, now I have a question for you. You say this is a organization, Garmin, micro loan. I'm just paraphrasing, micro loans for women-owned business, or if you have an idea to start a business. How come there's no men involved in this?
Men, yeah. No, if men can't get any business.
Well,
because women give us the business every day.
Oops. Yeah, we get the business whether we like it or not.
Well, I don't know this to be for sure, but I was told or heard that the founder was, or I think that for this particular group, they were addressing, or like some of the groups that were found, some of the different groups, I think they were going about addressing the fact that women have it a little harder at times of what starting businesses, getting funding. And if they do choose to work a 9-to-5 in the same position as a male, the pay may not be even, you know,
gotcha.
So this organization is great for that. You bring up a good point. I mean, it is for women.
Okay.
It's for,
Okay.
So
I have another one for you. I can respect that because women play a dynamic part in each and every sector of America. And I'm the first male, the first African-American male to say, I don't care who the brother is, what he's doing, what his wealth is. Without a strong black woman behind him, he's nothing. And if you look at them, when they're climbing up that ladder, there's always that woman that's there pushing them, encouraging them. You know, when they're down on their luck, some of them, not all, when they reach that plateau and they sign that contract, the skin tone changes for some of them. Not all.
And that's when a guy like me comes along and says, baby, can you lend me 25? Just 25, 30.
Right.
Pay it back on payday. I got you.
Now, here's another one. Understanding the concept of the loan and the business. What if we throw our radio station out there, say, hey, listen, all you women who are starting up these businesses and have these businesses, come advertise with us. Each and every Thursday, this will be your slot right here when we're on Chopping It Up with Joy and Lester.
And it's your platform to do your thing.
Right. We have to run it through our super producer, though. But yeah. If they're really about their business and they really want their business to grow, keep it in the family. We can't get into the organization. We understand.
Don't just say I'm selling plates and you don't have number of paper plates or something like
right.
that. Food's nasty and stuff. Like you get it together.
Exactly. You know, we understand that that's a women-owned organization, not a problem. Mm-hmm. But give us the outside view and come advertise with us. Come tell your story on our platform. Have
something less. We're trying to help people here. Yeah. That's good.
Have all your customers and all your business partners tune in each and every Thursday. We have you this Thursday. We can get your next business partner next Thursday.
Great. I have a center manager. So each organization has a center manager. We meet on Wednesdays. I definitely can share that. Actually, I think we have some that live in the Bronx from all over.
Right. It doesn't matter where you're at.
But
doesn't matter where you're at. We are worldwide. We got people listening in Africa.
I think that would be great because I know my center alone is made up of. I'm a book publisher, but there are there's an artist in there. She's a gifted artist. She's building her own portfolio, her gallery, Miss Tier King. It's made up of real estate, daycare owners, just a range of women that have different businesses that I think would be interested. So that's I will be sharing that.
Okay.
Come on, it'll be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and how long does it take for these women who apply for these loans through this organization to be approved?
So Green America actually stands proxy for the participants. So it's not like a traditional bank. There's no credit score required. There's no collateral or business income minimum and things like that. So normally you're invited. You're invited. I know someone because it's on a trust and sort of honor system, because you need to be able to. Here's the thing: you do need to be able to. I've been a member for about 5 years, and I think I've invited about three or four friends that I knew would be able to. Because again, the requirement is you need to attend your weekly meeting, and there are meetings on different days. So I've never had anyone to join in my group because my day did not line up with their life and what they had going on. But you need to, most importantly, attend your weekly meeting and make your weekly payment. So that is the way the loan is structured. That's the way it's designed. Now, once I invite, or anyone, once you're invited, now they ask you to attend about three meetings. So every week you're attending the meeting. And around that second or third meeting is when you will get to pitch. That's when you will tell us a little bit, tell your group a little bit about yourself, your business, and what you're pitching for. When I first came into the group, I think the max was $1,500, but that was a few years ago. They've changed it to $2,500 now. So someone could actually come in and start out at $2,500. Every 6 months, if you're in good standing, you receive a renewal. A renewal means that you're back up for your loan. They keep a report card now on you. Yeah. This is very new now. They have an Caribbean America has their own app now. This is very new. When I say very new, like last week, we just got this.
Wow.
So, yeah. So what
the
happened?
Ground
is,
floor, ladies, get on the ground floor while it's getting ready to take off.
Yes. So for you know, like if I brought you in, and let's say you attended a meeting, and you, if your weekly payment is 200, and let's say you only have 100, then we have to do something called a center pay. That means that everyone in the group has to pitch in and make your payment for you.
That means that person might not be in the group. It's like I go in my pocket, but that's just me.
Right. They don't even like doing that. But every week, the loans have to be paid. So that's why it's up to you to use your due diligence to bring in someone that you know would meet the requirements.
And so you said basically seriously minded people, people that are really about their business.
Well, about their business and would be mindful about attending the weekly meetings and would are able to make the weekly payment, because sometimes some have 9-to-5s and some don't, but they're still able to make their weekly payments.
Yeah.
Wow. So these business loans, can you pay them off early?
You cannot. It's not designed for you to pay it off early. It's all about discipline.
Okay.
And that's, yeah, so the way it's structured is whatever the amount that you owe is stretched out over 6 months.
Okay.
And at the end of the 6 month, you will see your contract. You will see how many payments you make. So every week you're coming. So that's what is, no one gets lost. No one, that's just the way it's designed, you know.
Sounds
good.
Because
you're like a group. Yeah, so you cannot pay it off early.
Now, is this available to women everywhere?
They have different centers, and if anyone is interested, if you don't mind, I can share.
Sure.
The website is grameenamerica.org. So that's grameen, GRAMEEN. America.org.
Okay. Now, is there any special requirements to qualify?
You must be have a business or have a business idea. You are a woman-owned business. You're able to make your weekly payments, and you are able to attend a meeting. Once you join a meeting, a center, you will be required to attend the weekly meeting. So it's very important that you join a group that fits with your schedule, your style, and everything like that. But I will say, if you personally know someone, you have my information, you know, you can share that with me, and I will, I can invite them to my group.
Well, what I was going to say was, I was going to dress Troy up as a lady.
And you know what? If you give me $500,000, I'll make my voice high, and I'll put on a wig and say, excuse me.
Sorry.
Can you help me? Help me, please.
Oh my
God.
Only for $1 million though.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, I'm good.
So your Harlem Street Publishing, It's up and running right now?
Yes, we have a website, and we have a website online. I have someone that's working on my website to kind of arrange it, just kind of polish it up for me, but
okay.
It is up, and it is harlemstreetpublishing.com.
Alrighty. And are you looking for people to come in with ideas on, like Troy, with stories and books and stuff that's got to be put together and put out there? Are you ready to grab these people?
So right now what we're doing is I'm helping people like Troy in the community. Moms have a special place in my heart for the youth, because I just think it's so important that we get back to passing the story. That's my tagline for Harlem Street Publishing. My tagline is pass the story. Growing up, you know, we there were so many different stories that we were told and heard growing up, family members and different things like that. And that's just encouraging people to get back to that, passing stories, passing recipes, things like that, that we just kind of don't hear about too often. So right now I'm offering consulting if we need, that's like writing, editing, designing, the whole publishing process, actually. I have a guide that I'm working on that will soon be released. And that's what I'm doing now. So if anyone needs help as far as navigating the whole self-publishing process, then I definitely can help with that.
Well,
I'm definitely interested in the publishing and the thing. Let's get some of my stories and see if there are any, you know, any kind of good. You see, I love this show because last week I had hair. This week I'm writing books. I'm going to be a better person by the end of the year. I see this already.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
I will say anybody that comes to your publishing company, send them to the radio station. Let us interview them.
Yes.
Okay. I definitely will. That's exciting. I'm definitely going to share this with my grooming group, Center 70. I think we're the best center, Harlem. I definitely will share this with the ladies. And I'm sure they will be interested as well.
Okay.
Are you looking for any type of background? Like I said, the group is made up of many different...
We take any and everybody.
Gifts and talents. Okay.
Because what I tell people is this. Every community has a source of information. If you look at the Jewish community, on Fridays, they stop work at a certain time. Mm-hmm. They're home at a certain time. They tune in to a certain radio station and or internet station in their community to hear what's going on before they go to Shula, which is their church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every Friday. They do nothing from Friday at 6 o'clock till Saturday at 6 o'clock. They don't use no cars, no nothing. We see them walking. And they're praying. And they're exchanging information. The Spanish community does the exact same thing. Okay, they got their publications. I tell everybody, La Mega, the radio station, La Mega started off as an internet radio station. And it just blew up. It just blew up. Now, we have us. We have FetLife for the African-American community.
Okay.
And it's hard for them to understand. If you start something and you engage that, like Thursday. Check out Joy and Lester, chopping it up. That's when we speak about what's going on in Harlem, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Staten Island, Long Island.
Okay.
Everybody know, tune in on Thursday at 6 o'clock. We can talk about Harlem Publishing, if you guys sent us something. Or we could talk about Joe's Barbershop. You know?
Okay.
The Kentucky Fried Chicken on 125th Street. That's owned by a black man. Used to be Fishers of Men that was on 125th Street, owned by a black man. First black man to have his own grape papayas. The first black man to have that.
Mm.
But you see, they renovated that place.
Yeah, I know Fishers of Men.
Yes.
Definitely, yes.
Yes, Fishers of Men. So all this stuff can be done on a Thursday, chopping it up with Joy and Lester. So we have something here. We as our people just got to say, hey, you know what? Let me try it out. And we always say, we don't get this. We don't get that. How come that's not in our community? because when it's in your community, you don't use it. You take your money and go to the Chinese. You take your money and go to the Koreans, who at the end of the day, they pack all your money up and go back to their Connecticut mansions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right? If you ever walk into a Chinese restaurant and you owe them a penny, they want that penny.
Oh, yeah.
They want that penny. But if they're short, next time. No. Stand there. Let them go next door and get change and give you your penny.
Mm-hmm.
We have it. Let's use it. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying. So how can someone get in touch with you if they want to use you as a motivational speaker?
Okay, so I have a toll-free number and my email address. So for motivational speakers, I can be contacted at info@harlemstreetpublishing.com. And my toll-free telephone number is 866-360-0840.
Repeat that one more time for the people in the back.
Okay. Toll-free number to contact me is 866-360-0840. And my email address is info@harlemstreetpublishing.com.
I wrote that down myself because I am in Harlem now. I am brand new to Harlem, and I'm trying to experience as much as I can experience in Harlem.
Okay.
Okay. info@harlemstreetpublishing.com. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 1-866-360-0840. Now, we're going to give you the challenge.
Yes.
Right. You said 0840, right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we're going to give you the challenge that we give all our guests that come on. You have now experienced chopping up with Joy and Lester. Joy's not here. She would have been, oh, man, she would have been all over the place. She is hilarious. So you got my man Troy sitting in, and our one challenge is, when are you coming back? Are you bringing a friend? And are you going to advertise us? Meaning say, hey, I was on this radio station. It was pretty good. Y'all should check it out. That's all we ask. Because word of mouth gets people interested. Say, well, if Miss Kiwanis went on there and she said it was nice, maybe we should check it out.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
You got to crack an egg before you make an offer.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And actually, my friend that chimed in, Nicole, I don't know if anyone else chimed in, but my friend Nicole, she is actually interested in starting a podcast.
Oh, Nicole.
She may be my first invite.
She's trying to do what we do.
You remember that that other sitcom? I can't remember the name, but it's like, ooh wee, I got it, and woo, I got to report it. So Nicole, we're gonna tell you, Nicole, get in contact with Miss Kiwanis. She'll give you our super producer's information. Speak to the super producer. Mm-hmm. We'll have you on. We can get you up and rolling in no time, homie. You could do it from the comfort of your home. As Joy says, ow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we like to tell Joy. We are sorry that our homegirl Joy is not here because she is fabulous. I'm telling you, fabulous.
I was looking forward to talking to her. Yes.
Yeah, man. She'll be back, though.
I'll come back on the show. Okay, yes.
She'll be back. She'll be back.
To talk to her.
Yes. Yes. But we definitely appreciate you, Miss White. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
See you soon. Super producer will be in touch with you. We're going to, soon as show's over, we're going to make a copy of this, send it to the super producer, and she'll send it to you. Share it on your social media. Share it on your website. Tell all your friends. And hopefully we'll be interviewing Troy because he said, hey, I went to Harlem Publishing and they did my book, man.
Yes.
I'll be out there in Harlem too. I'll get a table and sit on or at the end of my block and sell my book and tell everybody, look at my new hair that I got from a week ago. I got my chair and my table set
at the end of my block. Yes, exactly. Because
I'm on Linux.
As the rule goes, you don't need a permit to sell books, publications, newspapers, and things like that.
Oh, I know you don't. I didn't realize that because last week, and it's funny because like when I leave my block, they have a bunch of people with tables. And the lady was actually, she had hair care. No, I think she had shampoo and stuff. And I just had to take my hat off and show that I was bald. And she said, okay, never mind. Go ahead then. Because I'm like, you trying to sell me shampoo? I ain't used shampoo in 35 years. But it's okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, what can I say? We had a ball. And Nicole just...
Thank you
just,
all so much.
Text in again, you know, on the chat line. We got you, okay. Nicole. We are serious. You want to do a podcast, we will hook you up. Listen, you can come and join us right from the comfort of your home, girl. I'm telling you. It is easier than you think. And for all those that are out there, there's a difference between a podcast and a broadcast. A podcast, you have to record it, then you got to upload it. Right now, we are on a broadcast. We are live and in person. That's the difference.
Big difference.
Okay. Right. So
when
you come to us, we're live. We're going to still record it, and we're still going to upload it because we have our site. It's called True Crimes, True Stories Network. And all those stories on there are true. And we're also going to start putting our stuff up on Mixcloud. So when you go to True Crime, True Stories, it's all over the place. Spotify, Amazon, Apple, all over there. So check out True Crime, True Stories Network. And soon we're going to be uploading stuff on Mixcloud. So no excuse where you can't get us. Download our app. It's free. Wherever you are, as long as you can get a signal, you got us.
Yeah, we'll be here every Thursday.
Yes. So, Ms. White, thank you again. We look forward to hearing from you again. Tell all the ladies, let's go. Advertise with FetLife. Stop playing. If you're about that money, let's go.
I got
it. Yes, one or two of them will lend me $10. Stop playing.
Okay, Ms. White.
Thank you.
And we can't wait to do this interview again with you. Thank you again.
Okay, I look forward to talking with you soon, Miss Joy. Please give her my hellos and thank yous. Please.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
All right, take care.
All right.
So there you have it, Troy. We had Miss Kiwanis White, man. She was a gem to talk to. She just fit in with all your jokes, man.
She opened me up to a whole nother part of my life that I really hadn't thought about is the writing thing. Because I forgot, I used to write a lot of stories. Now I have to start digging them up and see what
I can
do.
Get it, Troy.
See, every week I progress. Last week I had a hairline. In fact, my Facebook page right now, I forgot to post it last week, but I had a thing with my Soul Glow. Because I'm going to show her what I want for my hair. It's that Soul Glow. I have to post it on my Facebook page. That's the kind of hair I want to have. And next week, I'm going to have that hair and a book in my hand saying, this is my book. Who knows? You know, this is a beautiful thing, how we just communicate and talk to people and, you know, make things happen.
There you go. So, Troy, I'm going to get up with you next week, bro. Joy, thank you for listening. Joy, we're going to give you a call soon. Super producer, Ms. Jackson, thank you. And the man of Yahweh, who's always in the background, Ricardo Sharp. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. It's been real, Troy.
You got peace wherever you go. Let's be speaking and chop it up next week.
Got you, bro.
All right, now.
Later on.
Trying to come to my place, turn around, it's so far. Oh.
once again. Thank you to Miss Kiwanis White. Kiwanis White. Super producer Miss Jackson. Nicole Nicholas, we got you with the podcast, girl. Ricardo Shark. And all you who have tuned in each and every week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's all about the unity. Remember, together we can make change. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yes, sir. Joy's on the radio with Lester. Look around in the ghetto, and what do you see? A baby boy and baby girl making a baby. Look at the issues in the paper, then watch the news. Joy and Lester's got their views. Joy and Lester, no tea's better. Joy and Lester, clever trendsetters. Joy and Lester's on the radio.
Books from the Bronx and Lister. Period.